X and Shafir, who's what's going on? It's your boy Malum YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Mic Season 2. I got your boys, the regulars. I got Tlani 2.0.
Hello, mom.
You forgot. Guys, it's been so long. He's holding the mic by his belly button.
I'm better.
Oh, excuse.
No, but I'm
We got Primetime Lucas.
What it do, baby?
And this is season 2. So in this episode, we'll be telling you guys where we've been, man. It's been, yo, like a month and a half.
I'm sure that the booties are marababu.
Dog, where have they been? On top of that, we're going to be talking about our YouTube, the in everything you guys have been talking about on social media.
What everybody's probably wondering, yeah, what was that all about?
What's going on? I was going to be speaking about new segments within season 2. So we're trying to give Clyde and Lucas their own segment.
We're hoping
and praying that they're going to be consistent. So, Clyde 2.0.
Oh, you always start with me.
Because you're the beautiful one.
Ah, say it again.
Beyonce, you're the beautiful one.
Beyonce.
BB.
Bad bitch of the group.
First question, why you guys wearing Zaza?
Zaza all the time.
Zaza. Yo, we're looking at a brighter future.
Don't do that. That's corny.
I know. I'm a corny dude.
But like, where have you been this past month?
Hey, struggling.
Any talking stages?
So my boy doesn't have a haircut. He's struggling. He's going through a lot.
Talking stages? Nah. We moved up. You know how in baseball, you've heard of the sport, baseball.
First base, second base.
Second base. Third base.
Where are you now? Home running.
Oh, so you're
here at the park.
So you found the one.
Did I finally land?
What's the one, dog? There's no such thing as the one.
So you didn't meet the one.
I didn't find the one.
Okay.
I think that's a construct you set in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no other one here. Mm-hmm. There's no other one in real life.
Speak on
you
it.
You think God made so many people for you
just to have one person?
No.
Come on, guys. I think so. I personally am a firm believer that I have a soulmate out there.
But you know what's crazy about the whole concept of soulmates?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy to think that there's only one.
That's crazy.
Like, I feel like there's one in like every...
It's infeasible.
Free, yeah. Like, realm. Like, you know, there's like one that tickles...
One in Pretoria, one in Joburg.
No. Not like that. More like, you know, somebody that fits certain parts of you differently, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
You know?
Yeah.
So the world is your oyster.
Mm. So when are you...
No.
I'm surprised.
You know, before we start...
I don't agree to any of these statements.
Hey, but we're on season 2 now, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I wanna clear a few things up. I think it was episode 10.
Mm.
Yeah, I was wiling for no reason. Eh?
No, saying? It couldn't have been episode 10.
What were you saying?
I was wiling.
Are you backtracking?
Yeah. I think it's fair for you to, because I watched the episode. I was like, that's not me.
Yeah.
What episode was it, Doc?
My girl, you can unlearn. So
give them context.
What you unlearn.
I was talking about how, I was asking you a question. I said, hey guys, if you meet someone,
mm-hmm,
and you want to rock with them for a week, I remember specifically I used a week,
mm,
and I said, hey, I want to talk to you, and then I want to do things with you, and then I want to call it quits.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm, I realized that no, man, it doesn't work like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I invest my time, you invest which my
of
time.
Which of your talking stages told you that you're talking?
They reprimanded him. So reprimanded.
I came to my senses, and that's not me.
It's not you.
Yeah, I remembered who I am.
That's season one, you.
That's season one.
Now we got season two, you.
You know what I'm saying?
Zazal.
Yeah, Clyde 2.0.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I learned a lot from that episode. Mm. I'm a better man now.
We're proud of you.
Still single though.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Make it clear. What is the clap for? You mean single or his revelation?
His revelation. I fuck with the ability for people to be able to unlearn what they said.
Yeah.
But what we say here on the podcast, what we say in real life, will never be a forever thing.
Yeah.
You can always unlearn.
You want to touch his thighs?
Stop touching my thighs.
From time, Lucas, how have you been, dog? Any?
I can't wear shorts around you. That's what I'm saying.
Any new English words?
No. I've let you know, it's let me not use big words. But
what's a big word? What do you think it was a big word?
Mm. I was gonna say it's a dilemma.
Oh, big.
It's big for you. Anyway. So like, you know, I'm like, sometimes they complain about me speaking like Venek. Sometimes Tato complains about me using big words.
So Tato? Now,
yes,
I'm always impressed. He's one who complains.
Well, one of you guys is complaining.
I just think sometimes big words are necessary, but it's fine.
I told you, sometimes you need to describe things the way they are.
So yeah. You're incapable of explaining yourself in simple terms.
That is as simple as it gets.
I think you shouldn't. I think one thing you shouldn't do is try bring people to your level of intellect. I think let my brother shine at the top.
He wants to one of me down.
It's okay to sit down. It's okay to sit down.
He wants to one of me down. But don't worry, I'll dumb it down for you.
Damn.
Anyway, so I can't like decide now, like, because if I'm not speaking the way I'm speaking, right, then I'm gonna go off.
Yeah.
So I gotta pick a side. Obligation. So which one do you guys want?
No, I want you to be yourself.
Okay, shut up.
Use all the big words, do all those things.
Yeah, anyway, let's get back to the real question. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been great. I've been great. Finished the semester.
Make it clear.
Semester in masters, not undergrad. First semester, first year.
And it is going down. This is like high. Like I can feel like this is high level.
It's hot.
They require a lot, and a lot must be given.
It's not a small thing.
No, it's not. But other than that, let me think. Met some interesting people. Mm. Generally,
any people that you met and kept?
Oh no, definitely. I know. I'm referring to them like, you know, in real time, because it leaves an impression.
Proud of you.
So yeah, you know, we've been, why do you have that smile in your face?
You guys have been single for like 6 years.
I never said I met someone. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's what you literally said.
So you met
I said I met some interesting people.
Oh yeah, you did. It's cool.
We're still working up to that. No. You know, I think I'm struggling with it, but we're working up to it. You know, traumas. Trauma bonding.
Traumatized. Trauma bonding.
Yeah,
that's a bad step.
No, I trauma bond with the homies.
Yeah, you should keep it there, because if you trauma bond with the baby, yeah, there might be a baby.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, with me, I don't know if you guys know, I just dropped a four-part series, four-part reality show.
Make it clap.
Make it clap.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah. They're really good.
Personally,
really
feel like the biggest show in like the country.
I think it was one of the biggest shows on South African YouTube in that period of time. Or this year, actually.
This year.
Part of the show, over 1 million views, still growing.
Whose content?
Did you expect it to like blow up like that?
No. So my goal was 150,000 views per episode.
Yeah.
I said, if it does more, go, kapung.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Like, it wasn't really something I was looking forward to.
Well, nothing you were expecting.
Because
you were hoping.
I always
for.
Try and manage my expectations.
Yeah.
And I don't look at my work based off of the views. I look at based off how it makes me feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me feel great. So that was enough for me.
Yeah.
Because I hated the show for like, I mean, it took us like 5 months to in post.
It took a minute.
It took a while. So I didn't like it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with it as it was growing.
Why didn't you like it at first?
No, you're asking now. I'm not talking about this at the end.
No, but you brought it up. No, might as well run into it.
No, I didn't like it because of like, it wasn't where I wanted it to be. We really struggled with building storylines. We really struggled with putting the content together because it was our first reality show.
Yeah.
But we'll speak about that later. But my personal life. I'm good, man. If you guys watch my vlog. Wait.
He's about to get into
myself. So, if you guys watch my vlog, Tatum Bidi Vlogs, I did a vlog speaking about how I've been down for the past 3-4 months
mm-hmm.
and how I'm going to like try uplift myself through my vlog channel and basically record everything I'm doing to be held accountable for my actions. So I stated I'm not okay, and I'm going to be vlogging so that people can hold me accountable and be like, yo, you haven't vlogged. Are you okay? What's going on? Communicate with us. Because I was struggling to pick myself up.
Yeah.
Why
you guys look so surprised? Aren't you guys my best friend? Why are you so surprised?
My thing is, when you say these things, I have a few things that like questions that I think about.
Yeah. So I've been vlogging again. The vlogs are banging. That one I'm doing Rampedi Brother content.
That one is
some
fire.
Really cool pranks coming out. We've been
pranks.
Prank calls. Yeah.
Prank.
Sit down. It's trust me. It's quality content.
Just don't bring those our way.
Yeah.
We really appreciate adults, not being pranked.
Yeah, no. We can't do a prank on a podcast.
We sensitive. Huh?
We can't do a prank on a podcast.
No, we've done a prank on my daddy. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't land.
I haven't forgiven you for that.
Yeah, he hasn't recovered.
I'm sorry. But yeah, in terms of my love life, yeah, I'm still chilling, still bullying.
What does that mean?
I'm still chilling. I'm still single.
Single.
If you watch that, I'm Very Brothers. I'm within. What is it? Kesa.
What did you
but I'm within. So we see Kesa la 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 la, but then I'm within.
Yeah.
You get it. Yeah. I think no one can ever truly be alone, man. Like, even if you're just talking to a girl for the sake of just communicating, letting your feelings out, not that you're even kissing them or anything.
Mara, like, I want to know from you niggas.
Yeah.
What are you looking for, Tata?
Money.
No.
Sustainability is great.
Not talking about that.
Fortune.
I know you know what I'm talking about, and you
are. What are you talking about?
No, like he said, "Osa level, level." So we talk level.
Shame, I don't.
Yo, this is why "Osa level, level."
No, I'm looking for someone who can love me the way I love them. Someone who makes love easy. Okay. Someone who doesn't come with a lot of complaints in the beginning. So someone that I can just be with and just enjoy.
Wait, repeat that. So you
someone that doesn't come
then?
With a lot of complaints in the beginning. No, like, but imagine I meet a girl that I'm like, I don't like the way you treat my brother. I don't like the way you treat your friends. Like, I want to
see things I don't like. I want to see good things and get to know you. And then obviously those good things can become great things.
Yeah.
And those great things can become our things.
Okay.
And we can become one, and we can become a union.
So you have a criteria of some sort when you...
A huge criteria.
Is it?
I am so picky. But you know, I was talking to Lebo, and I hate to gas myself.
Okay.
That's what I was like. I was like, why are my expectations for relationships so high? Why are my choices and goals so picky?
Yeah.
Then I realized I'm an engineer. I'm a pianist.
Oh, God, nah.
I am a director, producer, editor.
You said that.
I'm tall, I'm dark, I'm handsome.
Mm.
I have my own car, I have my own place.
Speak on it.
I have multiple shows that are very successful.
Preach.
I'm a lead entrepreneur within my space.
Frontier.
And I've never been employed. I've been self-employed my whole life.
That's crazy.
Besides, obviously, the allowance space. Then mama and papa, I thank you. So I was like, that's why I'm so picky, man.
Yeah.
Because...
You have a lot
subconsciously
to
I knew that I am
but
the prize.
What are these things that you think you're picky about? Is it like just genuine courtesy, decency from someone?
No, so it's both physical and emotional.
Physical,
yeah, I've got a speck.
You have a what?
This
a speck.
I have a speck.
Speck list.
Speck.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what's your speck?
What's your speck?
My speck, like physically.
Yeah.
I really like a girl that's like short.
Okay.
Why? Yeah. To assert your dominance.
No, because she's then portable, man. She's easy to work with. Mobility.
You like to flip through the pages.
Yeah, I like someone with a beautiful smile, man. Like when you smile, I must be like, damn, like I must feel butterflies inside of my body.
Right.
Running through from my toes to my eyebrows. I like a girl that takes care of herself, someone that's clean. Someone
yeah.
That, you know, they make sure they look presentable.
You sound like you know what you want.
Based on looks.
Based
is that it?
No, that's for
yeah,
looks,
but
yeah.
No, but he's mentioned a couple of things.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Despite looks, like he's painted a picture.
They painted a picture, yeah.
Mm, you know,
beautiful skin.
I feel that.
Yeah.
And I believe
a lady,
gents,
man, a lady.
I believe gents should know what they want.
It's very important because now you're gonna waste your time with people that you don't want.
Yeah, and get right now we're very visual creatures.
And now when you're the prize, you're wasting.
You touch this thigh again.
I love
this. This guy touching my thighs.
Yeah. I don't meet your spec.
Oh, you're my spec.
You're very portable.
You're short, you're beautiful, beautiful smile.
Just kill myself.
Take care of yourself. Put your nails.
No,
wow.
I think you need to do
some like a shop. Yeah. The whole time you're looking right here.
Kind of like my own.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. That's basically my spec. So now, season two of the reality show. Yeah. Season two of the podcast.
The podcast.
That's what we're doing.
We're going to be trying to be way more consistent weekly. Uploads as well as guests. So we're going to be trying to reach out to all of our friends in the space, celebrities, entertainers, and we're going to be having the same conversations that we had in season one, but with just celebrities. So we're not interviewing
the same Kasper, type of
conversation, not the same type of just conversations.
Yeah.
The point is conversations with people that we all stand, who we enjoy.
Stan.
So we can see their vulnerable side, because this is a very vulnerable podcast.
Yeah. You forget that the cameras are rolling.
Yeah.
Fluffy boys.
Fluffy fluff. But don't think we'll be vulnerable with you if you come into our DMs.
Whoa. That leveled up very quickly.
No, because I've seen people see us vulnerable on social media and then they expect that vulnerability for them almost instantly.
Yeah.
No, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is number one.
Also, we have a rule. We don't hook up with subscribers. I get it?
We have a rule.
she's speaking French again.
I've never done that.
You know my thing is, man.
Yeah.
I never want to say never. Even if that's fair.
You know, obviously if someone is the one, man, then you can obviously. But I mean, like, just if someone comes through from the DMs as a subscriber, I love your work. Hey, let's get coffee. Oh, well.
Hey, Mara, you cheaping us a heart. Hey man, that's what I'm saying. I never say never because I don't know who I'm gonna come across and how they've seen me or whatever's happened prior to that moment.
Yeah.
So if she's like, if I meet the love of my life and she's a subscriber, she watches.
Let us subscribe.
Oh, then subscribe to the real thing.
Subscribe to the.
You think you're gonna meet the love of your life on Instagram?
I don't know where I'm gonna meet the love of my life. I knew I would have been there.
Yeah, I get that.
That's crazy. Know?
So then, what are your guys' highlights before we move into our YouTube? Then, what are your guys' highlights of season one?
Season one, the podcast.
The podcast.
I think the first episode was great. I think it was.
I loved it.
Yeah, the most organic.
Massive.
Yeah, but I think there's also some improvement. I think we're getting used to it. You can speak and you can still be away. Like you said, when we first started, you can reflect as well. I said this. I watched myself and then I realized that this is not what I really think.
Yeah, unlearn.
That's a good thing.
Who are you talking to at night?
he's been sharing.
God.
Sound like you figured out a lot of things about yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, but I think it's great because you get to see your progress. You get to see what you know and what you didn't know.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I like about it. The one thing that I can't stand is people are, I don't know, they have like an open space. They have the freedom to tell you what they think.
You guys are going to do this whole podcast with shades.
Yeah?
You're doing this whole podcast with shades.
You don't like my shades?
Started.
You don't like the look?
That's fine. You guys are baddies.
do you guys like the look? Like,
Please comment down below.
Always wear shades. Do you guys like the look?
On a podcast.
You guys have never seen Mood Shades. I thought I'd do something
in the night.
Something different for season two.
Yeah, you know, spice it up a little bit. Next time, go taga kesa paraski.
Do it now.
Whoa, relax. It's cold. But summer's kicking in, so I might do it.
Yeah, but I get you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's a very great experience. Yeah, but yeah. The thing is, it's we open up ourselves to a lot.
We do. We're very vulnerable on this podcast.
Mm. Yeah,
and then now when they watch it, they think they know you.
Yeah,
I just want
to
say,
and it's
like,
obviously like no, it's okay for them. It's okay for you guys to feel like you know us because we are showing you guys a side of us. I think I just understand what you're saying. I won't say I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but I wanted to say sometimes like interactions need to be natural. There's like a natural progression to how you interact with somebody and how much of yourself you want to show to that person.
Yeah.
So if you seeing me on the podcast, you must understand that I'm being the way I am because of these guys.
Safe space.
You guys,
safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space. You guys make me feel comfortable and I don't mind when somebody else is watching it because that's who I am.
You're welcome.
But I didn't, like, I'm not opening up necessarily to you not knowing who you are exactly because I don't know who's watching. When I meet somebody or interact with somebody, it must start from the beginning because not everything I'm saying here is the end all be all or maybe the whole picture.
Or truthful.
Whoa.
You guys never lie here.
I think he's
I don't lie. I don't lie. I might omit the truth. But I don't lie.
Might say a limited amount of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you ever want to interact, let's say with me or anybody, let's start like from a fresh page. Like it must be like you don't know anything about me.
Don't jump in some man.
Don't jump. It's got jump
in the blame. Yeah. So then what are your highlights from season one?
My highlights from season one, it's been the growth. Like I watched from the beginning, it's been how we've become very comfortable saying certain things, having certain conversations. And at the same time, I feel like there's so much more that we have a platform to do.
Yeah.
Like we have such a huge platform to like share more educational things, more, you know, things that allow people to grow the same way we want to like grow from this.
Yeah.
And I think we can do that. And I think the second season should be more of that where the guests, like when you're mentioning guests, the guests that we have are like guests that help us uncover certain questions that we have that we might share with a lot of people.
Mm.
So I'm hoping for that. That's like the gap in the first season that I wish we closed.
Also, we're going to try and make the guests, we're going to try and invite ladies because obviously this is a male's perspective.
Everything. You're going to try and invite ladies?
Yeah, like we're going
that's what the comments say. Yeah,
yeah. Because I mean, this is a male's perspective. And I think that's also the beauty of the podcast. Like, and the better you guys understand that it's a male's perspective, the easier it is to consume the content.
Yeah.
Because we're not saying that we're speaking for women.
Yeah.
We're speaking from our personal experience.
Yeah.
You get me? So one thing we're definitely going to do is invite more ladies so we can get a lady's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, not everything we say is set in stone. Like how much lady just changed his mind now.
Yes.
We are learning from this experience and we want the feedback so that we can see where perhaps what perspective we didn't look into, things that we can maybe consider and change our minds.
Yeah, you know what I just realized?
Mm-hmm. What?
Tradition.
Yeah.
Comments.
No,
it's a new season, baby.
We don't do it anymore.
We're not doing it.
No, we're going to do it, but episode two.
Oh, I guess
it's a new season. Yeah. I think, I'm so sorry to be saying this, but my favorite podcast is the episode with Tron.
That's when I was smiling.
Are you sorry to say this?
Because you weren't there. Yeah, you weren't there.
It's not about you. It's
like, should I just said, lead with my name?
No, like, I really enjoyed the episode of Tron because I think it was just a great episode.
Yeah.
I think everyone was well spoken, everyone was very free. And I just liked getting Tron's perspective in just what we're speaking about. Because we're speaking about guys in love, being vulnerable, our sex lives, and trust.
You guys really want to speak about sex lives, eh?
Yeah.
My daddy's not comfortable speaking about it. Yeah. You know he thought we were shooting about like our sex lives today. And he was so worried.
I wasn't worried.
You have sex? He's been worried about it for my 4 days now.
Relax, my boy.
Nah,
Ken, you don't have sex.
I think to tell you the truth, I value the S word.
You value sex. It's secret, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more spiritual than anything.
Okay.
I think in terms of
like a good tie.
That's a good tie. And the thing is, what do you share and what do you not share?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you speak about something, and then the situation you're speaking about, the person that's listening is not aware of.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now I feel like you're exposing someone else's truth as well on a public platform.
You don't name, don't but name the
there's
person.
No name attached to it.
Mara, if I'm it's listening and I know what position them. I was in that position.
Yeah, Mara, that's still at the end of, that's still between you and that person. Yeah. I don't think anybody else will know who you're referring
to. I get that. I can respect that, but still, I think I don't know. There's for me, I struggle with it because I try to draw a line somewhere. I was like. Mm-hmm. What is it will I speak about and where, what will I not speak about?
Yeah. So I mean, we didn't mean we're going to speak about our positions.
Specific and experiences and
what you do in the bedroom.
Walk down memory lane.
What's your favorite thing about sex?
Is that like a question you want to ask?
That's what I anticipated.
No. It was more about like how does sex make you feel? Like
amazing.
Okay, anyway. So before we go into our YouTube thing, because we're going to go speak about that very, very soon. So I'll ask you guys, who would you guys like to see on the platform, on the podcast?
I have a general idea.
Yeah.
So we all get inspired by different people.
Mm.
The people that excite me as industry leaders. People who had little to no resources and made something of themselves. I get excited. So I want to speak to people like that because it inspires me. I find it useful. I know that if I listen to the story and when I'm having a bad day and I remember that, that man also went through this and he managed to overcome it. Then I find value in that. So I want to see something like that. Like I said before, interested leaders. People who are trying to do something.
Yeah.
That's who I want to speak to.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
really
I think cool. It's an amazing idea. But yeah, I don't have a short list or anything like that. I can't think of anyone top of the head.
Yeah.
But I would like to speak to people like that.
Yeah. I mean, financial, but an industry leader within the financial space on a social media platform.
Yeah. That's what we were speaking about when you drove here.
Yeah.
I said, it would be cool to have a financial advisor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because niggas step into money and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, case in point. I'm like, what should I be doing when I'm 20? What investments can I set up that are reasonable and I'm capable of doing? Yeah. And I want to see in the future, like what will be fruitful type of things. I don't know.
I'm a great man, you know.
Ah, get the iru.
I'm great now.
Then what are you? Who are you trying to see in the next
except baddies
episodes?
Did you just say baddies?
Like I think names,
not specifics.
Yeah,
but I want to speak to professionals in their own respect, especially on specific topics. So if you're going to speak about something like mental health, for example, I want to have like somebody who maybe a psychologist, somebody who has an idea of what they're talking about, or at least who has some ground to like say certain things.
Yeah.
So when we ask questions, we get a relevant answer.
Mm. A useful answer.
And then how do you guys feel about, cause like I've been really considering making investments into the space in which we shoot in.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's actually worth it? Like, do we need a great looking studio?
I think you should always, whatever you do, I think you should always try your best.
Yeah.
And if that means that if you're doing a podcast, you should try to be the best. So if studio is something that's a consideration, then we need to get a studio.
Because I know on some, we got the best equipment in SA. So that's sort of, but definitely visuals needs an improvement.
Yeah, I'm not a bad, like a moral.
Yeah, not a bad.
He's been wanting to bring that up.
There's a little shadow there in the background. Yeah. With me, I really want to see people that are industry leaders as well, but then for some reason, I'm so fascinated by like Costa Titch and like Focalistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those just are two those people two. That I really want.
Actually, because
they both like literally broke, they, what's it called when people hold back?
Touching the thigh again.
When people hold back an industry.
Hold back. Gatekeepers.
Yeah, so they had to go through a whole lot of gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Mm.
Costa and Folka.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to like speak to them, see their vulnerable side.
Yeah.
And just get to know them. And also like get to know them, but also like get them speaking about things we've all been through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people that I would love to have on the podcast.
Because I can imagine these like young niggas who are rapping or trying to make music who
want their story. Yeah. Because Costa once made a video speaking about how he grew.
Yeah.
On IG. And he was like, yo, bro, what I did was that I'd follow people who my favorite artists were, they say he liked Casper Nyovest.
Mm.
He'd go and follow people that follow Casper and DM them. And like, he was just doing a whole bunch of small strategies, and that's something people weren't doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to get into their minds and also just also see their perspective of life.
Yeah. There's a lot we can do.
Whatever you want to do, why are you getting excited?
YouTube'd in.
Hey, I thought Nalili was calling me.
So before we jump into questions from IG and questions from the boys, I just want to explain a couple of things. Number one, I'm really, really sorry for nothing. So listen up. Are you tuned in?
I thought you were going to whine again.
How did this show happen? So, bunch of creatives, myself, CM Thunder,
Siyamthanda for real.
Nadi Malela, a bunch of.
Siyamthanda for real. Also. I just want to get that out of the way.
I'm happy you took that off your chest. Been sitting there for quite some time now.
Yeah. So I was speaking to Sia. I was like, yo, Sia, bro, I've been traveling with creators for the past year. The likes of Ghost, King Omar, different people.
Yeah.
I want to travel with people that are our age, because I've been traveling with the youngins. Yeah. Like, you know, the young people.
He's my police on YouTube.
So I'm like,
are you paying the homies?
So I'm like, show me, let's grab some people that I know, some people that you know, and let's go to Cape Town and let's just collaborate and have a content house. Mm. She was clutch. She invites all small staff. She invites a whole bunch of people. Small staff couldn't come because she was pregnant. She gave birth. Bless you.
Congratulations.
Your child is beautiful.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So whoever could come came. And I just happened to know everyone there. So they made me the some sort of leader. Yeah. Which I didn't mind because I fully care for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they were like, okay, cool. When we get to Cape Town, we haven't speaking about collabs as a group chat. He was like, yeah, I want to do this with Zile. I want to do this with Mang Mang.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, guys, I've been doing this shit for 5 years. Mm. I'm trying to take it to the next level. Mm. You get me?
Why not?
I'm like, how do you guys feel about me shooting a reality show? Mm. Everyone's like, yo, dope. Let's do it. Let's go. Like, I'm down.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be dope. They think I'm talking about a small production. Yeah. So everyone has told them, like, hey guys, listen, because it wasn't the initial plan for us to go shoot in Cape Town for the reality show.
Yeah. Listen,
if you guys don't want to be a part of a scene, let me know.
Yeah.
Won't record. If you guys want to be recorded, let me know. I'll record you.
Yeah.
So I was like, everything we record, communicate with me. I'll speak to my crew.
Yeah.
Half the time, you see me always shooting with Neo, always shooting with Gamo, always shooting with Salome, and always shooting with sometimes Naledi as well.
Yeah.
Because those people were my closest friends there, or like I knew them the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were very excited to support the show.
Yeah.
So I was very comfortable saying, like, yo, Naledi, let's shoot this thing. She's like, okay, let's go, Chomi. Yo, come on, okay, let's go, Chomi. Now, yeah. Okay, let's go, Chomi. So Clarissa, Siyamthanda, Botali, I wasn't really comfortable with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not trying to make everyone shoot for me. Because obviously, if you've got a whole production team there, it's in your face.
Yeah.
So we get to Cape Town, it's a good time, everyone's shooting. Everyone's very keen to shoot. You get me?
Yeah.
Every time we shoot, even while we are shooting, I'm like, guys, we are rolling.
Yeah.
Mm. They're like, okay, cool. I'm like, yo, do you mind me shooting this?
But you can't miss a camera, hey?
There's a couple of them.
There is TG with a boom mic doing this on top of your face.
You've seen.
There is a mic on top of you like this.
Can't miss this.
If you guys are listening on the podcast, just go to the YouTube channel. You'll cover what I'm talking about, just in the visuals. But yeah, so there's a whole crew. So I had two cameras and a sound assistant and a director.
Yeah.
Flex.
And yo, shout out to who's directed that Gamma.
Bali.
Shout out to her.
That
was a great effort.
Yeah, shout out to Mbali Gamma. Massive. Yeah. So now obviously we didn't have a storyline. We didn't pre-plan. Yeah. We didn't script anything.
Nothing was scripted.
Yeah. My goal was, guys, I want to showcase how creatives create and how they interact with each other.
So yeah.
Everyone's like, super cool.
And that's how they interacted.
Now it becomes tricky because you're getting to see everyone, man. You're seeing Clarissa shy. You're seeing Naledi and Nell have big personalities.
Yeah. Mm.
You're seeing Kamo's very standoffish, very serious.
Chihuahua.
Yeah. Chihuahua pitbull.
Yeah.
As he says. You're seeing a bunch of things. So now we're recording everything. Right? So we're showcasing when people are showing us.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry for not being able to record everything. I only had two cameramen.
Yeah.
A main cameraman and someone for BTS. Behind the scenes as well as just cinematic shots.
Yeah.
So actually I only had one cameraman. Mm.
For the reality show.
For the reality show.
Yeah. You couldn't possibly shoot everything.
These guys waking up at 6 in the morning. They're going to work until 6 p.m. according to their rates. But they're pushing until 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Because they're also very passionate about the project.
Yeah. And so shout out to them. Shout out to Flex.
Big shout out to them.
Big shout out to Flex.
Big shout out to everybody a part of the team.
Yeah.
Massive.
Sound.
Thank you.
TG, Bali, David,
TG,
Diego.
Yeah. Damn.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So now, because of the lack of resources, because this thing is coming from my pocket, guys. It's coming from the money that I've made from being a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I couldn't record everything.
Yeah.
The altercation, I couldn't record it. It happened like 2 in the morning after the second location.
2 in the morning? I don't
know. 2-3 in the morning.
Sounds like the ideal time for an altercation.
Conversations I had with Naledi. So there was a lot of drama between Kamu and Naledi.
We didn't miss it.
Yeah, it was very hard to miss. Why can't tattoo like you want tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in love with tattoo?
You know what was missing in that little scene? there was no context of what game was being, because that was questions, wasn't it?
I think that's what created the whole thing.
That's what created the drama.
But before you move on, I want to know, did you anticipate?
No.
You didn't anticipate?
It wasn't meant to be a drama-filled show.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a very wholesome show, which showcases how we create as creatives.
Yeah, that was the purpose.
That was the purpose of the show.
But I'm saying when you first production, you're looking at the footage, you with the homies, you with the guys in production, when you're looking at it, and you see the scene, do you not anticipate that, okay, this might go this way? Was everything
shot? Yeah, of course.
You already know at that point.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I'm getting to that.
Just, how do you, I'll ask questions.
I'm getting to that, So, Kamu and Naledi are having interactions, altercations and whatever. Not altercations. Hey, not altercations. Wrong way.
Actions.
So now, I would speak to both of them off camera.
Yeah.
You get me? I'll go to Naledi with Nawo. Like, you're Naledi, listen up. We don't like this. We spoke to Kamu. Go to Kamu. Kamu, dude, you're wilding out. We don't like this. We spoke to Naledi. You guys either say bygones be bygones or distance each other from each other. Like, distance yourselves from each other.
Yeah.
And Naledi actually reached out to Kamu and was like, yo, I'm so sorry for what I did to you. I was trying to make a joke. I didn't think it was something serious, and I could see that you actually touched.
Yeah.
She apologized to Kamu.
Yeah.
Kamu said, cool, we're bullying. You get me? And I think it just happened again, which actually obviously upset Naledi because it kept happening, and also upset Kamu because it kept happening.
Yeah.
Cool. So just to clear the air, I spoke to both Naledi and both Kamu.
People were seeing you picking sides.
Yes, and I don't blame them, because when you watch the show, all you know is the show.
Yeah.
And that scene where I'm speaking to Kamu at the wine tasting farm, I'm speaking to Kamu. The purpose of that was for me to speak about me. We're speaking about how I'm overwhelmed with the whole show and everything.
Yeah.
But we just didn't put that in because we wanted to make the show flow. Guys, we're creatives. As much as we can record, as much as we're recording, we need to make entertainment. We need to make something that is worth watching, something that keeps you there. I understand the algorithm. I understand how YouTube works, which is why the show did so well.
Yeah.
Because we understand what you guys want to actually see. So we can't make shows long for the sake of having everything. And you can't. You have to keep it flowing, keep it going. We need to keep it moving. That's cleared out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's the main thing I wanted to clear out.
Yeah.
Another thing, I didn't choose sides. I actually want to really apologize to everyone that watched the show. We shot the diary sessions months after the show.
The whole day.
Yeah. So now when you're shooting the diary session, you already have the emotions from the whole show.
Yeah.
So as a director and a producer, I really did a bad job in trying to put the person in the scene that they were in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when Kamu would speak, she's already angry at Naledi from the whole trip. Because they had a whole bunch of things, even off camera, which were worse.
Yeah.
Like a lot of name calling that was happening.
Yeah.
Mm. And obviously that put Kamu in a certain mood.
Mm.
And on the trip, a lot of the reason why I always remove myself and just chill with Kamu was because Naledi was angry at Kamu. Naledi then recruited Siam Tande and Clarissa and everyone. So all the girls are angry at Kamu because Kamu was acting snacks. But now, if everyone's against one person, I can't now also join them, man. Everyone's my friend. So all I could do is reprimand Naledi and reprimand Kamu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously be there for Kamu because Kamu's alone now. Because even her sister was also cool with like Naledi and them.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame, because I'd also choose peace if you don't like violence.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get me? So which is why you guys would see Kamu, as well as Kamu's and I friendship, I've noticed since she was in Matric. That's over like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Since she was a baba. So she's like my little kid, bro. We get along really well, and we've been friends for years.
Yeah.
Which is why you guys could see the chemistry. We literally are good friends.
Yeah.
You get me?
But I just a question.
Now we can open questions to everybody.
This should have been my last question, but I want to start with it.
Yeah.
It's a great success. You dropped the thing. Well done.
Thank you.
Nah?
Shut up.
But what is the one thing you regret?
One thing I regret is not thinking about a storyline, not having a storyline. I wish we knew what we're trying to do. I wish we knew and we stuck with the fact that we're showcasing how we create.
Ooh.
You get me? Mm-hmm. But now, because of the fact that the purpose of the trip was not for the reality show, it's impossible to force people to go into a certain storyline.
Yeah.
It's impossible to script, because everyone's like, bro, we're here to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Now we must go into having this conversation.
Don't you think that was part of the success, that people were themselves?
Oh, exactly. Everyone was very authentic, and the people are used to being around cameras. Yeah. So even though TJ's there with the boom and Mamang is there, your true self will come out in 3 minutes because you forget the cameras are rolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is how you could see everyone's true personality.
Yeah.
You could see that Naledi is the way she is, Kamu is the way she is, Nawo is the way she is, I am the way that I am, because we are very comfortable around the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really that you do regret. It worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are saying that we made the show to make Naledi look bad.
Yeah.
That was not the purpose of the show.
Yeah.
Even after the show, I didn't agree with Naledi because of the altercation. Actually, I hadn't been speaking
to her. Have you spoken to her since?
After the show, we spoke twice. I was giving her advice on her production company, on her production, some show.
Mm.
I gave, and then I met her at the Disney Plus event.
Mm.
And then this thing. So we weren't chilling. Also, I was in a cloud. Malin and I were colleagues. We weren't necessarily the bestest of friends as everyone is painting it out to be.
Yeah.
If anything, we barely communicated. We had lunch maybe twice outside of content creation, chilled the one time at Sun City because we were at the same place. Yeah. But we weren't people that checked on each other, people that were like, how are you? We weren't friends like that.
Yeah.
So I think the whole friendship was blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Care for her dearly. Mm-hmm. And I think she's an amazing...
I think she's cool.
I cared for her dearly. And I think that she has amazing intentions in life.
Yeah.
But I cannot say that her and I were best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If anything, I was closer to Nao, Kamu, and other people on the trip, Salome.
Yeah.
Those were my actual friends.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think gave people that as some or that idea that you guys are such best friends?
I think her video. She said that we were like the closest of friends. She made a video after episode one that she said she hadn't watched, but she was quoting everything from the episode, which is very weird. But she basically painted a picture that like we were the closest of friends, and we weren't.
Did you expect how it played out? How things turned out to be?
No,
did you expect anything?
I didn't expect her reaction because everyone from the show had links to the episodes without diary sessions.
Yeah.
And if she watched all the episodes, she'd even see the part where Nao speaks to me about the altercation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was actually so surprised because everyone only signed the release forms once they had watched the episodes.
Yeah.
People were refusing to sign because they were like, yo, we're scared that we're being painted in a bad way.
Yeah.
You get me? So everyone watched before.
Did she sign the release form?
She signed it. So because it was a group chat having a conversation, I'm assuming she knows you must sign before you must watch before you sign.
Yeah.
Because everyone else, dude, everyone. And I think that like I was even speaking to Slebo because during the whole thing, I wanted to do a video replying to her with just facts, bro. Yeah. She was saying that like I booked a hotel with Kamu. Kamu and I were being in a pub. She was fully lying. And it's like, bro, everyone from the show knows that I didn't book a hotel with Kamu. I booked my own Airbnb. Kamu went home. Other people booked in different locations and they know why I booked by myself.
Yeah.
I booked by myself because I wanted to be alone because my cousin just passed away.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, this trip was dope, but I want to be alone because now it's like, it's too much for me. There's so much drama, which I'm not even involved in. I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
So people, like my close friends on the trip, like Kamu, Salome, Nao, they knew that my cousin just passed.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be alone. I wasn't trying to be around many people because the show was done.
Yeah.
The collabs were done and there was too much bad blood.
Yeah.
Also, Nalini left because she had altercation with Nao.
Yeah.
Mm. The next day she said, yo, I'm leaving because I'm embarrassed of my actions. And that's the truth. She told that to me.
Yeah.
And I remember when she dropped the video in the beginning when she left, back in like Feb, March, we were all there like, ah.
Yeah.
But as her friends, we were like, you know what? What happened between her and Nao will be left like that.
Yeah.
And we won't speak about it. But if Nao is comfortable speaking about what happened on the show, we will keep it in.
Yeah.
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 That's what we need.
Because that's her truth.
Because it's her truth. Mm. She was the victim in everything, from my perspective.
I think she's a great girl. Hey? Shout out to Nao.
She's an amazing person.
Yeah, I like her personality.
Do you have any questions before we move to IG?
Things for me, it's a bit weird because I wouldn't say I subscribe to watching reality TV.
Yeah.
But I watched it because the boys are there. I know what's going on. But it felt weird when you get to episode 3 and then you realize that there's less cast members.
Yeah.
And then I was just disappointed in the fact that because we... in the entertainment industry, things will happen where you don't realize that you offended someone or there's a mistake. But I believe you're old enough or mature enough to have a conversation about, hey man, I'm sorry about that. Hey, I shouldn't have done that. I was only disappointed in the fact that it couldn't be resolved within that time.
And what the crazy thing is, like literally the next day after the altercation, Nao had forgiven her.
And
said that it's cool.
Because it's
like, you know what, it happened, I understand. I want to speak about it, but let's be cool. We even had gigs, man. We had paying gigs where we needed a lady and she literally dropped us.
Yeah.
She didn't really think about those things. But for us, it was like, you know what? As long as she is going back to a safe space, that's fine.
Yeah.
And how did the narrative make you feel like on Twitter? Because you know Twitter it took its own narrative.
I remember I called him the next day. I was like, hey, don't.
I also called him. I was concerned because
I won't lie.
What was being said and what I knew what the truth to be were two crazy, different things, bro. And that's your life.
Yeah, the thing is that Naledi is actually so smart at social media. So what she did is that in episode one, she was having her fight with Kamu.
Yeah.
And people were calling out and they're like, yo, you actually mean for saying how many subscribers do you have? You actually mean for saying the things you said?
Yeah.
She made a video, touched on that for maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then diverted everyone and said that Kamu and I were being inappropriate. Yeah. I was like, this person is a genius.
Because you know what I like the most?
Yeah.
The cover, the thumbnail. The thumbnail. Black or black?
Oh, black. Black Lives Matter.
This is a marketing genius. Because she didn't hold herself accountable for what she said. She didn't say, no, Kamu's wrong. No, she said, no, you think I'm bad. These two. They were busy booking hotels. We didn't book a hotel, bro.
Yeah, naturally.
Even that time, she was like, yo, she came to my room and she found Kamo and I in my room. Bro, can I tell you? Kamo was literally making tea or something, and she had been crying the whole morning, telling me how she's not okay. She had been crying with the crew. She wasn't okay because of how she felt. And she wanted to leave. Yeah. She was coming to who? The person she knew the best in the house. Yeah. Salome and Kamo aren't that close.
Yeah.
If anything, I think Kamo and I speak more on our personal lives in comparison to Kamo and Salome.
Yeah.
Which is why she came to me.
Yeah.
So it's also like, dog, if you come into my room in the morning, surely other people can do that too.
Yes.
Like, how did you saw because other people are doing it. Like, you saw because you were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, did you checking like up either than like up outside of just you, have you spoken to, let's say for example, Kamo, Naledi, since that whole
The show was shot. Also, the show was aired.
Dropped,
So when the show was dropped, I was checking on Kamo a lot because she was being dribbled. Like, guys, as much as Kamo was a bad person in the show, no matter how bad you can be, if you're going through hardship, I'm going to be there for you. You get me? So I was checking on, I'm like, yo, bro, I see that social media is anti you. And I get them because of how you are being perceived and based off of your actions as well.
Yeah.
It's only fair. But because I know that you're not used to this, you're not used to the whole of Twitter dragging you, I'm here for you. So chop to me. With Naledi, the show dropped and then she sent me a message like saying like, how could you do this to me? What's going on? And I'm like, what's going on? I thought you watched the show. I was shocked that she was shook.
Shock. Inception.
Everyone was just shooketh. So we spoke. I'm like, dog, no, but I showcased what was done, bro.
Yeah.
Like the chat's actually so dramatic.
You sent the links, all these things.
I tried to call. You know, lady was mising me to sign. She was mising me to come. She didn't come to diary sessions. The first time, guys.
Because she has no diary sessions.
The diary sessions, we book it, guys. It cost $10,000 for me to do the diary sessions.
Yeah.
Production, I think. Even more, maybe $12,000 to do the diary sessions alone. So now we book everyone. Everyone says, cool. Half of the cost doesn't come. So it's not just a lady. It's a lot of people that weren't coming through.
Yeah.
I say, you know what? Let's reschedule. My crew gets mad at me because I just come back from Kenya. They wake you up in the morning, getting ready. I'm like, yo, guys, actually, let's cancel. Yeah. I can't shoot.
Yeah.
Then she's like, obviously, she cancels on the day. So I'm like, let's just cancel everything because we need a lady because the conflict is between Kamo and the lady and we need to showcase both of their sides.
Yeah.
And some resolution, hopefully.
And some resolution. So if she pulled through to the diary session, she wouldn't feel like the show is smearing. It's a smear campaign, as she called it. No, bro. Yeah. The show was showcasing what is happening.
Yeah.
And if you came to the diary session, you'd be able to explain yourself. You'd be able to say your side. You'd be able to say, no, Kamo is wrong.
Yeah.
No, Newo is wrong. No, Tato is wrong. And that was what we wanted. We wanted it to be fair game, fair play. You get me? Because even during the diary sessions, we explained to you the scenes.
Yeah.
So we weren't hiding any content. We weren't hiding how it was edited. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to unpack.
It's a lot to unpack.
I YouTubed in,
bro. It's actually so crazy. Oh, wait. So we opened up Instagram. We got some questions.
Do you remember a time when we didn't have Instagram? That's crazy. I can't imagine it.
There was a time when Facebook was hot.
I think there was always something. That's the thing.
Yeah. I think Facebook was like not in our time. Like, now we're going to look back at Instagram and think, yo,
it's not that.
Nigga, it's not that. When all the kids are on TikTok.
So the first question is, when is the reunion?
I think that's a great idea.
That would be a great idea if you can get everybody to cooperate.
Yeah. Wing, wing. Hush.
I definitely want everyone to pull through for the reunion. That'll be amazing. Why is it so waste of the reunion?
What would you like the reunion to look like?
I don't know how. We've got some offers from some people who want to like obviously host us for the reunion, shoot with us, and then we host afterwards at the club. So it's a club. It's a club that reached out like, yo, want to host the reunion at that.
That's a fire.
Oh, that's place. Dope.
Yeah.
Which province is this in?
It's our favorite club.
You said our favorite club.
What do you think our favorite club is?
Oh, Tato Rambiri in the house.
Anyway, so
Tato's known us for 10 years, but he still gets disappointed.
I don't get it. How are you shocked?
Why are you disappointed?
So the next question is,
why are you running?
Who should host? Or people have been dropping like, yo, Google shows the reunion, yo.
Oh, that would be nice.
So you guys should comment down below, even on Twitter, tag us, hashtag are you tubed in.
Who
do you think?
There's this homie that you had, your roommate from Rez. Chris.
Is he tubed in?
I don't know, but I think it would be a great host.
That'll be dope. So you guys should comment
down below. I think Google would also be a great host. Eh?
Google would be a great host.
Yatumba would probably be lit.
Yeah, she'd be dope.
She has this aura. I don't think people can fight around her. She has this aura that says, calm the fuck down. Chill. Speak to me nicely.
So comment down below who you think she
does. Doesn't she though?
I don't know, maybe I'm
wild. Eh?
Don't involve me.
Someone says, you hate Naledi. I don't. I think she's an amazing creative. I think she's an amazing creative.
Lisa.
I wouldn't even lie. Objectively speaking, I think she's a genius.
Yeah, marketing genius.
I think she's a genius.
I don't know well enough.
Naledi made the show. How do you feel about that?
That is wild. Like, wild. Wait, before you answer that, no?
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to like address like one thing.
Speak on it, sis.
When I'm not usually on Twitter, and I was on Twitter out of concern because I wanted
you
to see Twitter
because dressed in the screenshot,
and I was concerned, and I was like, "What the hell is happening on Twitter?" And one thing that kept coming up was, "Yo, Naledi's making the show. Yo, there wouldn't be a show without her. Yo, this. Yo, I have nothing against Naledi and her what she has done to get to that point and all these things and her accolades. Nothing against it, but one mistake I really don't want people to make is to take away what Thato has done and make it seem like my man's just wanted to use Naledi for clout.
He made a vlog.
First of all, this is not the first time Thato drops a show that does this big.
Yeah.
This is just a bigger level on what he is on his past efforts.
Yeah.
Looking from Jolo was lit.
Hey, shout out.
My man's did it.
Yeah.
One man.
Half a million views plus.
His idea, season. His plan, it executed to perfection.
And it's crazy how much of a risk you took, okay?
Yeah.
Amar, he's like,
it really could have went tits up.
But it didn't.
Really could have. And, and you decided to give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
He did that.
I just want to say, like, we went into the trip. Naledi and I had like 5k subs difference. Mm. Before Clarissa, 90k subs. Because Zilla Weezy, who had like 80, 90k subs.
Bruh.
Yeah.
We have just 30k.
That went for all the whole
like over 100k
subs. Everybody who was there was huge.
We have Salome, who had like 20k. Sometimes had like 12k.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think you did that for clout.
Kyle is literally a celebrity.
Do you think you did that for clout?
Defining as over 150k subs.
Yeah.
I think I get people's perspective of like, because the drama was surrounded around her, they could say maybe she made the show.
Yeah.
No, you guys just got to see her.
And one side of the whole story. Yeah.
She definitely didn't make the show. Did her video give the show more traffic? Yes.
Definitely.
Shout out.
Was she the only person that made a video? No.
No.
We had over 150 different gossip channels speaking about the show.
Yeah.
So I think everybody made the show, man. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
But before, what's next? Are you considering a season 2?
Season 2 is definitely in the works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to shoot in November. Trying to get the right brands, trying to get the right cast members, trying to build the right storylines, trying to get the right location, trying to get the best show.
Shit, maybe I should start a YouTube channel.
Relax. Yeah. I wanted to ask, you know, do you think like with something like a reality show, how after having done like this season, that it would be better off very scripted or not?
It'll be better off if we are very on the mark. Like we're moving as we're going. So let's say we're shooting the show, we know, okay, cool, there's these people, we can predict storylines. So now once we see Kamo and Thato be very cozy, we know, okay, cool, guys, day one they were cozy, day two we must get them and see when they're speaking.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be more on the ball.
And that sounds like more structure. So it's not necessarily scripted.
Not scripted, no.
I think what would, I don't believe in scripting things.
Yeah.
You also don't believe in putting your mic next to your mouth.
But I think, sorry Lucas,
I mean, I can't hear you.
I think if it was recorded on a longer period.
Yeah, guys, also sorry, we did that shit in 3 days.
That's the thing as well. Yeah.
Some of the greatest work was done overnight.
And you see from the comments that people actually think that this was, it happened now. But I think if it's recorded over a longer period, you will get time to see redemption. You get time to see people reflecting and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I think that's what we missed from it. And I think, that was one of the downfalls for Naledi not showing up to the diary sessions.
Yeah.
I think it would have been easier to consume, or it would have been more understandable if she came and said, you know what, hey, I may have made a mistake, maybe I didn't make a mistake, I still believe that she was wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
But if she gave herself the opportunity to actually say, hey, I'm outside.
That's the problem with the way I did it, bro. We didn't go for the show, so no one felt an obligation to even come to the diary session. I'm literally dragging the whole cast.
Yeah.
The only people that were cool and keen to record with me and were always down was Zile, Khunze, and Kamo. Everyone else gave me hassle.
Shout out to Weezy.
And Khunze. Khunze is a real one.
You already killed me.
Yeah.
What did he say? That's like,
then I realized, I don't even care. I'm just trying to have a great time.
I was like,
that's my guy.
He introduced himself. You know, I'm Khunze. CLB, Drake make all the songs above.
I'm like, you know what? I get why they call you just Diddy D.
He's like, I know we're here for the reality show, but I'm just here for the Cape Town baddie.
Yeah. Nah, I respect that nigga.
Are you the one who edited the reality show? Definitely not. I am the owner of Rumbetti Media, Rumbetti Productions. So my production company handled
ooh,
that.
Ooh, speak on that.
My collective multiple voice. Editors handled that.
multiple
editors. We had a sound editor. We had two different editors. We had guys color grading. We had sub.
Now I think
read the credits.
Yeah. Oh, you got one of them ones.
Do you have any regrets for planning the getaway after how it turned out? Definitely not. I think I never have regrets anything in life as long as I learn.
Yeah,
I've learned so much. Yeah, I've learned a whole lot about the trip. I've learned on how to formulate contracts before you do these things. I've learned about team chemistry, team building before planning, all those good things.
They say, why did Kamo go onto the show if she wasn't going to mingle with other goalies?
Yeah, ask her. Like, I don't know.
But it goes
back to what you
said. Premise. This thing was really short over 3 days and people didn't know each other.
Guys, I wish you guys could see or have seen the dynamic between Kamo and other girls after the show was done being shot.
Yeah.
They were cool, bro. They speak now. Everyone is cool. Everyone is bullying because it takes time to learn people. But I won't. I'm not defending her. She was wrong in acrimony.
Don't say that she was wrong.
It wasn't wrong, but I'm just saying that like there were some things like the things about Clarissa. She didn't have to say those things.
Yeah,
Clarissa was just there. But I get where she's coming from because it was literally the girls versus Kamu. And when Kamu saw the girls, she was seeing Clarissa. She was seeing Sam Tanner. Yeah. So she was obviously ready to fight.
You know, this is an interesting question. Like, how much did you spend on production?
I think I said it once or twice on a live, but I can't say it now because I'm because it's like it's matter of fact potential work.
Yeah,
but it's definitely over 100k.
Yeah, that's a nonsense.
That's a safe assumption when you look at it.
Yeah, like, way over 100k.
Well, damn, bro, what's on
and
fire?
You didn't have brands, man.
No brands.
Or like a pull.
It was crazy. The brands that I had reached out to, are now like damn.
And we missed out on a bag.
I also get it as a brand. Yeah. YouTube is still a relatively new thing.
And they didn't know it was gonna shake like this.
But now you can say, hey homie, we did this 500k views, 4 videos.
Yeah.
It's if I was a brand manager, I would wanna see that first.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna just put money in your pocket.
My thing is, like I mentioned earlier, Tato has made shows before. This is not his first show.
Yeah.
Like if you really wanna see what your money's going to where your money's going to end up.
Go watch it.
Go through the archives, though.
Yeah, go through the archives.
I feel like people don't put in a lot of effort into making a brand.
Yeah.
Like, there's no effort. Okay, but here's a question. Did the social media commentary affect your mental health?
Yeah,
to,
bro.
And to what extent?
Yo, to a crazy extent. I was so down bad. I naturally like shake. My hands like shake a little bit. But during the show,
Mzimba shaker.
I think night one, after Naridi made her video, I was like, what is going on? All these lies. I woke up 7 times.
Yeah.
And each time my shirt was soaked, like wet. I was just sweating in my sleep. So I was extremely anxious. I was so like sad. I was actually down bad.
Yeah.
I felt like everyone was against me. You know, the problem with guys, the problem is that we make Twitter real life and Twitter's not real life.
It's not.
Because on social media, they're dragging me. But then when I'm going out, people are dabbing me up. Like, yo, what a beautiful show. Congrats.
Yeah.
So I think if anyone ever gets dragged on social media, it's not real life.
Yeah. It's not. Honestly, people on social media are just mad about their own lives. Yeah. And then they just project.
And I wouldn't lie. People are like, yo, bro, why did you fast track the show? We did it because the show was hot. Everyone was speaking about it. We knew that the transfer from episode 1 to 2 was going to be too hot.
Yeah.
At the same time, I have a brand. Mm-hmm. I have a reputation and my brand and reputation was being tarnished and there was a whole bunch of lies about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to fast track to showcase what happened. Guys, this show was done, let's say, 3 weeks before we dropped it.
Yeah.
I didn't change anything from the first episode.
Yeah.
So I had so much faith in what's going to be shown that I didn't have to make a reaction video. We're only making this video now to clear the air. Because the air is actually really clear.
And we have a podcast.
I have a podcast.
Yeah, what else are we going to talk about?
Oh, here's a personal one.
Are you finding them, man?
Hey, man, I'm just looking and they're there. I don't know if this is your chomi, but she calls you chomi. Hey, chomi, you cheat. Nyani.
Oh. Yeah, so a lot of people thought that, like, first of all, they thought Kamu and I hooking up during the reality show. No, we weren't. They also thought Mo and I were dating during the show. No, we weren't. Yeah. I'm just going
to
say like
actually,
that.
Actually, yeah, that's really all you need.
Yeah.
But
I was about to ask you a question and then I realized it was on your fenster.
You can ask me. Yeah.
Let me see. From the boys in the show, who do you feel comfortable talking to when you're around, when you're feeling down? I'm assuming this is the reality show.
Konze.
Yeah.
Great listener. Great communicator.
Nah, he's a G. That's my guy. Hey.
He gives great advice to get straight to the point. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
He always kills me when he does impersonations.
Bro, like,
that's exactly what he sounds
bro,
like.
Bro, all you gotta do, bro.
It's too good.
It's actually crazy, dog. All you gotta, bro, you just thinking about everything too much, dog. Like, just delete Twitter, bro. Just be you, man.
Sounds like G advice.
No, but you know what's crazy about Tunze? Every time we went out, his following is the craziest thing to witness, eh?
Yeah, no, Kunta has a cult.
He has a cult.
Yeah, big. A cult. Yo, they wild.
Last two questions.
They wild on the questions, but let me hit you with this one.
Yeah.
You said you're using clubs and trips as a distraction. Are you scared of being alone at this moment?
Yeah. In that moment, yes. Most of this year, yes. I hated being alone. I hate being in solitude. And I was just distracting myself with clubs, with grooving, with traveling, with escaping my reality. Facts, yeah. But now I'm in a better place. Watch my vlog channel. You'll see how we're getting.
Tata Rambiri vlogs.
Damn. Yeah, that's really a big thing.
Last one.
From your point of view, do you think it was wrong for Kamu to be coming at Naledi like she did? Or,
yeah.
...
Yeah. I think, from knowing both of them, yeah, Kamu shouldn't have taken Naledi's jokes, once on camera, as seriously. A lady shouldn't have been making jokes like that with Kamu because she also doesn't know Kamu.
Yeah.
Also, so Kamu on camera, that's my opinion. Off camera, the lady had been picking at Kamu pretty much since the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was saying, "Oh, Young Tato's so cozy." And so she kept picking at her, and Kamu was laughing. So I think Kamu has a breaking point.
Mm.
So I think that's why she broke.
Mm.
The lady was also just joking. But I feel like, dog, even me, like, I can make jokes at you guys, but I know you guys. So you must be careful who you make jokes with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you're in a space where you're the biggest YouTuber and you're speaking to the smallest YouTuber at the time.
Yeah.
Because Kamu had like 2-3K subs, 6K subs. Yeah, 6K.
Whatever it was.
3-4K subs at the time. Mm. So imagine someone with 130K, 20K subs saying, how many subscribers do you have?
Yeah.
That's scary. So yeah. I feel like she should have also seen that no man's day. One is make everyone comfortable.
Mm.
You get me? Before we throw such funny jokes.
Get that.
But yeah, man, that was such a great episode.
But shout out to the success of the show, man. Yeah, I think we shouldn't take away from what the show has achieved.
Yeah.
Just given, because I saw the comments that I liked the most is when people
said, "Hey, yo, this is the first time I see Weezy, Zilla Weezy."
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Weezy out of here.
Let me subscribe to his channel. I think it gave everybody a platform. And I think
to showcase
the negative shouldn't overshadow what it actually achieved.
Yeah.
No one has done it before.
Yeah.
And now it gives more creatives an opportunity to, like, we should think bigger.
Yeah.
We can actually accomplish more if we come together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mic in my mouth way.
That's the main thing. Like, with Rambiri Media, we believe in family. Which is a company started by brothers, right?
Yeah.
We want to obviously have family values.
Yeah.
Right? Which is communication, being there for each other. And there's a saying where it says it takes a village to raise a kid, no?
Yeah.
And Rambiri Media, it takes a village to raise a child. We believe it takes a village to raise a child, but it's up to that child to then come back and uplift that village.
Yeah.
Mm. And that happens through collaboration.
Be useful. Yeah.
You get me? So I want to end it like that. I just want to say that, like, your big things coming. And you guys must just stay tuned in.
Hey, man.
Are you YouTube then?
Are you
that is actually a fire name too.
You didn't like it. Get out of here.
Love you guys. Make sure to comment. Give us 5 stars. If you want to give us 3 stars, give us 5 stars. But tell us why you wanted to give us 3 stars. We love you guys.